or not to do that. Also, don't compare, because every situation is different. And then last time is don't complain. God says, you know, not complain about anything. And it's hard today because we look around and there is a lot to complain about. I'm speaking to myself too. So I just wanted to give you that little pep talk before I started. And just to remind you, before you decide, what is God saying for your family? How do I do that? And don't assume it's always going to be the same. It may not be the same. You might start somewhere and you might go somewhere else, and that's okay too. Okay. So, charter school is public free education. And I want to clarify something, because there have been a lot of charter schools that have said, yeah, here's the money, come over here, we'll give you this money. Well, that's no longer the case. There's legislature, because funds have been misused, the funds do not go to the parents. You can use the funds, like I'm an educational facilitator, parents come to me and say, hey, I want this for my child, and I'll say, yes, if it goes along with what they're learning in school, yes, they're not going to get SeaWorld passes, they're not going to get passes to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever. So, but you will have a public free education. Things that's reasonable that you would learn, you know, at home for each class. So for VAPA is one of the classes that's called Visual and Performing Arts. They can take a music class for their VAPA. Or they can take an art class for their VAPA. You can't take a music class, an art class, you know, like all this stuff. It's within reason. So I just want to make that clear, because I think people think, oh, money, I'm going to take the money and I'm going to do whatever I want to it. There's different kinds of charter schools. There's the traditional 5 days per week on campus. There's site-based that are 2 to 4 days per week. And then there's the independent study. So you're home full-time, but you still might want to do enrichment days or courses outside of the home and or field trips. The advantages, I think we've already kind of gone through this real quick, but I'll just reiterate. There's free education. WASC accreditation is important sometimes when you're moving or needing transcripts. You're able to work with a credentialed teacher who gives you parental support. And assessments, the test shows areas of strength and weaknesses for parents to be aware of and to address. I'm kind of in this right here, able to work with a credentialed teacher. I'm kind of referring to the homeschool section. You can go to an academy, and then, of course, you're going to have a teacher. I work for Julian Charter School. We have schools that are 4 days a week, and then you're home 1 day. We have some schools that are there like 2 or 3 days a week, and then you're home. So if you're interested, I can talk to you more specifically in your situation, but I'm kind of doing an overview right now. Reasons not to go to charter school. You do not want to test or be held accountable to grade level growth. We have to show growth because we get funds, public's funds, and if we don't show growth, we're not going to be able to be open. So we take tests. We take tests in the beginning of the year, math and reading, and we have to show growth during the year. We also have the state requirements. And, you know, some people don't want to do that. So if you don't want to do that, then charter school wouldn't be good for you. Also, you want to use 100% religious material. I know we talked about that a little bit. You can use Christian curriculum, but you have to turn in standard-based work. So I'm just going to say that for now. Maybe we can get into more of that later. And also, you do not want to turn in samples of your child's work. Those are reasons not to go to a charter school. Okay. It is not turned. There we go. So how do I educate in a Christian manner at a charter school? Well, first of all, you can teach anything with a Christian worldview. You can take, sometimes we actually have sex education in certain grades, 8th and 12th. And for the home study people, I say, watch it together and talk to them and talk about what you believe. And you can even opt out of certain sections if you want, if you do not want to do it. But you know what? Your kids are going to hear this stuff somewhere. So I think you should be the people that teach them what you want them to know and hear. I actually even brought, the last minute I just grabbed a bunch of books, and I brought the series that's on sex education. It starts at age 3 to 5. So you maybe think that's early, But we want to get God's perspective on, you know, sex. And it goes all the way up. And I'm so glad that I did. I remember the last one was about homosexuality. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to talk about that. But right after that, that whole thing blew up about homosexuality. I thought, I'm so glad. We read this with him and we talked to him. And he knew the godly perspective. Number two, I think is the even the, if I had a big star, star number two, be a godly example. They say, kids don't listen to what you say, they listen, they see what you do. So that's really the most important thing, is just to be seeking God and continually growing so you're closer to God. That's going to be much more powerful than something they're learning, they're reading in a book. They're not going to pick up the book as much as they're going to pick up you. So I want to emphasize that. Also, you can supplement with the Bible, Christian material, and that's really easy to do, and you teach just what you believe. Here's some resources. It's kind of funny. Yesterday, I received this, and I think it's really good. So there are two websites, Laws Governing Homeschooling. That's really good. I don't know if you want me to write it up later. It's kind of long. But it says everything you need to know about the law. And secondly, National School Choice by State. I'll just open that because you open this. And you can select your state. You can select any state, so it's kind of cool. And it'll show you different options. So another thing, public schools, charter schools, magnet schools, private schools. So it kind of is in here. So it's, that one is schoolchoiceweek.com if you're interested in looking more into that. Okay, so I think that was the end of this one. Let me go back here. So like I said, I work at Julian Charter School. So I'm going to share, this is actually my orientation, like I said, for new families to come. So this will kind of give you a little bit more of the nitty-gritty. This is our philosophy at Julian Charter School, and I love it. So it's good, wherever you're going to go, to look at the philosophy. Do I agree with that? If you don't, then you're kind of fighting against, you know, the system. So demonstrate creativity and innovation through rich learning and opportunities. We want to do that. Kids show commitment to reaching their full potential through setting goals and managing their time and resources. I sit down with all my students after they've tested, and I say, okay, which area do you want to work on? Where do you think you would like to grow? And if they're choosing the goals, they're going to be more motivated to do the goals. And then I help them say, okay, well, how can we do that? So showing commitment to reaching their full potential is good. Value choice to develop individual educational pathways to help meet personal learning objectives in order to become a lifelong learner. That's a lot of words. But basically what it's saying is you have choice. If they're good at doing projects, and they can learn, you can learn so much by doing projects, have them do projects. If they're good at auditory, get them, you know, auditory books and do that. So you have that open door just to teach them the way that they learn the best. Foster excellence in their effort and their work through high self-expectations. And practice integrity and compassion. Those are good things. Through personal responsibility, a strong moral character, and respect. Okay. Then we have what's called a written learning agreement. It used to be called a master agreement. And basically what it says is, me as a teacher, I'm going to help the parent, give them the resources, do everything that I can to help them. The parent is going to work with their children, and the child is going to do their work. So it's basically an agreement saying that. And if it's not working, you know, if the kid cannot do the work, then, you know, it's probably not a good fit for them. Here's, we meet every, yeah.
Quick question. When you do the orientation, do you do it as a group of families, or just?
No, I just do one-on-one. I just do one family at a time. Yeah. So we meet every 20 days, which is basically once a month we meet. There are logs to fill out. So we do learning logs or attendance logs. Basically, that tracks attendance. So you have to go online and just click what you did for that day. It has gotten, this year, I would say they're lot more, as charter schools, we're a lot more accountable. So there's a little bit more work that we have to do. But, and one of them is everybody has to go and do the logs every day because we need to know every day that people are connected and they're doing their work. So it used to be, okay, just fill it up by the end of the month, but now it's like every day. And then PE logs is for if you have PE, basically, they have to be, if it's first through fifth, they need an average of 20 minutes per day. This is a state law. And then if they're sixth up, they need an average of 40 minutes a day. So if they're doing something, they can do basketball, they can do whatever they want, physical. But if they do meet that requirement, then they'll get an A in PE. And samples, this is just particularly what you need for the samples. We do collect them every month, though. And then the assessment. So we do reading and math. Sometimes I do a quick assessment. We do the, like I said, the MAP, the meeting and math. And then we do the PFT, which is the physical fitness. That's also a state requirement, fifth grade, seventh grade, and ninth grade. So push-ups, sit-ups, those kind of things. And then the CAST is the state testing. We do that once a year. Okay, and this is just a review. This is what to bring to the meeting. And then we have a lot of online resources. Some people learn better online, and or they like there's supplemental things they can learn. So we have a lot of that. We have a huge resource center. That's one thing that Julian Charter School has that I don't think any other school has. It's a huge resource center, and you can actually go there, or you can go, it's like a library, and check out things. Got everything from a rock collection to experiments to a ton of books or whatever you may want. We have it there. So I think that's actually a huge advantage for our school. And then again, collecting samples. Okay, so it's going to be a great year. Whatever you decide, God is with you, and it's going to be great. So I'm going to show you the website. This is jcs-inc.org. If you want to find out more about Julian Charter School. And we actually used to be a huge school that just worked in many different areas, but because of the last couple of years and the legislature that said you have to be under a public school, now this one big school is now six schools. So one of our schools is the closest to you guys would be La Mesa. We have K through 5 that meets 4 days a week, and the fifth day you're at home. There's a middle school also. They just moved, but it's also in the Mesa area. I think it's a little school, so you're going to just have small classrooms. The teachers are great. They're very creative. Middle school is a little bit more computer-based, so you may or may not like that. And then the other school, my school, the one I'm in is called JCS Pine Valley. How many of you have been to Pine Valley? I love Pine Valley. I love it. It's like a resort. Every time I go out there, I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation. It's so nice. But there is a school out there. If you're willing to drive, I love that school. I love our principal. Our principal's a Christian. Actually, the other principal in the middle school is a Christian as well. But my principal is so loving. The school is really like a family. Like, you feel like a family. She loves the kids, and she's very creative. Yes?
So when you say school, Academy. I live in El Cajon, so would I be driving to school in Pine Valley, like, daily? Is it 5 days
a
week? So,
1 day a week? So let me see. I actually had the secretary send me the days. So 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. I guess they're all, no. All of them except 12th is 3 days a week. Yeah, 12th is 2 days a week. So, but actually from El Cajon, it's actually not that far. It's about 38 minutes from my house. I live in San Diego. Yes?
You said like there's one school that has 4 days a week. Are they learning the same curriculum that they're learning in the public school? Because this is a public charter. What's the difference?
Okay, so I would say comparatively, because I've worked, you know, at the public school and here, I really like what they're teaching. There's not anything really offensive. They pick the best you know, so that they can read and they can write. And
can I answer that?
So, yes.
So, my name is Cindy Richards, and I had, I'm a good friend of Elaine, and I had my kids in two different charter schools, and you don't want the same curriculum at every single school. That is way too much control for the government. Every school, every charter school, chooses their own curriculum. Okay, so Elaine's curriculum on this three-day-a-week program might be different than the four-day-a-week program. It means if they're 3 days in school, they're 2 days at home, which is going to be different. We did Diego Valley and we did River Valley. Two very different charter schools. One was 2 days a week, one was all independent. Completely different curriculum. Did it cover the state standards? Absolutely. They're held accountable to that. But the leadership of the school, it's trickle-down. The leadership of the school, if you've got a good conservative leader, they're probably going to have some good conservative teachers and good conservative curriculum. But if you have somebody that is not that way, they're probably going to choose curriculum that's that way. There's a zillion and one brands of curriculum out there. Okay, so just make sure everybody's really, really clear on that. There's not
always, and it's always changing.
They will have the same standards.
The moral of the story is do your research.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Is you need to go to the school. You need to visit the school. You need to see what they're doing. You need to look at the atmosphere. You need to talk to the principal. That's what I did. That's what I did before I homeschooled my son, is I just visited. And I knew right away sometimes, like, I am not putting my kid in a school. I mean, I could just sense the...
Look at their books.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Someone else
has
a question.
Do you have a list of any charter schools that you are familiar with that we can start with?
Yeah, we do on this, actually on here. Actually on here, there's a list.
And the people that we have listed there are actual Christians.
Yeah. And then also that website that I just told you, where it says one of those websites, it actually, if you click, you can put your zip code, and it will tell you all the schools in your area. So that's another good resource. Yes?
The two schools that you said that are at LMA, can I get the name of those?
So it's Julian Charter School, and it's called Julian Charter School Manzanita.
So we at the School Choice in Foothills have been, I work in the women's department, we've been researching and talking to a lot of different charter reps and everything and asking questions like, are you Christians? Are you a Christian? Is your director a Christian? And I've had some wonderful responses. People that we know are, their phone numbers and their names are at the bottom of lane 3 on your big 5-lane thing. So that's there. Elaine is one of them. You're a representative from Julian Charter. And I also have a lot of handouts here that I've personally put together based on questions that you should ask. If you're thinking about a charter school, grab that one. You should ask these questions. You should, and then questions that you may not have thought about that have answers here. So some of those questions are going to be answered in some of the handouts as well, if Elaine can't get to everything.
Good question. Yes.
So for certain charter schools, I know that they have an in-person program. So for the La Mesa one, does that one require them to be up to date with their immunizations, or is that depending on which school?
That's a good question, and I think I might have to check into that. I think you do if you're going into an in-school.
I can answer that.
Yes.
I have two sons who are in public charter. They go 2 days a week, and it is required for them to be vaccinated up to date. And we did get a letter that said for next school year, they're going to be required to have COVID vaccines to be in person. Otherwise, they have to go to independent study.
Oh, yeah, they just passed the SBU law, so I'm very up to date with all
of
them.
So they have to be.
Yeah, whatever the law says is what they have to
do. If they go to class days, they have to be.
Yes.
So for the charter, it's a two-way path. It seems like one in person and one at home.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. And there are also different amount of days you go in as well.
Okay.
So there's different options.
Hybrid.
Yes. Yes.
I guess that is my question. So you said for the one in La Mesa for elementary schools, it's 4 days a week? Is there flexibility with that?
No, it's pretty much 4 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I know you said this, but could you repeat at what grade do they start the sex education?
Well, in my school that I'm doing with the homeschool, they picked 8th grade and 12th grade where they do it, and it's an online program for the homeschool. I would check with the school. I don't think... I know I have a Catholic family that they do have some of their kids are in there, since she went, and she's like, I want to know. Tell me exactly what, you know. And it, she was still agreeable to put them in, so I don't think there's anything that you would not.
Okay. I'm going to be a kindergartner, so my husband's all worried about it. Yeah. I think we don't have to worry for kindergarten, but just thought I'd
check. Yeah, and actually she mentioned, speaking of that Catholic teacher, her parent, she actually said that there were some things introduced with the bullying program. So just be aware, if you're in a public school, you know, because we think, oh yeah, sex education, we're going to go, we're going to find out what they're teaching. But you need to find out what they're teaching in the bullying program as well. So, any... Yes.
Just to be clear, so...
Yes.
JCS, it is both a homeschooling and a... You have the
academy.
Option.
Yeah, we have academies, and we have the homeschool option. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the other option that...
virtual learning, right?
Yeah, I was just going to... That's exactly what I was going to say right now. So the other one is JCS Live, which is TK through 12 virtual. And the person that leads that, she actually was the one that trained me in my position. She's very creative. So I'm sure whatever she does is wonderful. I know they have some online where they do like maybe exercises or they teach classes and things like that. But then there's some where they just go and they watch videos and they... you know, take tests and things like that. So that is another option too, because it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, to be involved in the live, JCS Live is what it's called. So let me just, I'm going to just open Pine Valley because I just want to show you again, like the philosophy. It's really important to see what the philosophy of the school is. So Pine Valley, cultivating character in order to prepare students to become global citizens. Does that sound like something that we would like? That's so I think it really does depend on administration. So it would be good to go check your principal, find out what they're like, because they're the ones that are going to be running the school and just making decisions for the school. So I think that's pretty much. I'm surprised I went through fast. I thought I'd like a ton of stuff, but now I'm open to questions. Yes?
For homeschooling, how do we know which charter to choose and want to do in homeschooling?
Well, again, I would look at the philosophy because it does affect homeschool as well.
So
yeah, where do you live?
At the home. These are the homeschooling options for charter, just the ones that are at the bottom of Lane.
She said they are vetted.
So let's start with looking at the philosophy.
Yeah, let's start with this. And also, like I said, that one website, and if you didn't get it, I'll put that back up, actually. Schoolchoiceweek.com has all the schools if you put in your zip code. So there's a lot more that I've never even heard of. Mm-hmm. But I do highly recommend Julian Charter School. They've been around forever. So we've kind of learned a lot of things along the way. And there are a lot of Christians that work there, a lot of Christians that are principals. Actually, our director is a Christian. So it's a great place. There's a lot of wonderful, loving people there. Yes?
So when you talked about funding that, you can't just give out money to...
Exactly. Parents will not get the money, but they will... if you're going to do a home study, you will have a educational facilitator or a coach or whatever you want to call it. We call it facilitators. You will meet with them and say, hey, I would like to do this. Would this work out with... If it works out with the subject, then, of course, you can do that.
So as an example, if one of our kids wanted to learn guitar as far as music...
Yeah, you would do that under visual and performing arts. We call it VAPA.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we do have, we call them educational enrichment partners, and we have a list of them. And they have to sign up. They have to be fingerprinted, you know, checked out. So if you know somebody who teaches guitar, tell them, hey... Sign up for Julian Charter School. I actually was a vendor for Julian Charter School and a couple other charter schools because I taught piano while I was still homeschooling my son. So they're always open to get more people, but they are strict as far as getting fingerprinting and those kinds of things, which you want. I mean, do you want to have some teacher kids that we don't know anything about, we don't have a background check? Or so Anyway, so we always can add people to that list. Any other questions?
Yes. I'm not familiar with the bullying program. I hadn't heard about that. What was the concern with that?
Well, the concern about the bullying program is then it brings up the whole LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and I heard this lady say that charter schools, all charter schools, they have to have the COVID vaccination next week.
No, it's only for those who are doing it in class. Mm-hmm. So if they're present in a classroom, at least this is how it is, as far as I know, for our charter, the letter went out from the governor that said that technically, like in January, they were saying that it's going to start going into effect, but they can't enforce it until we re-enroll for the following school year. So when we come back.
Yeah, so the question was about vaccines. I forgot I'm supposed to be repeating that question. Sorry about that. So about the vaccines, some schools are already saying that in the fall, they require vaccines in order to be on campus. I have not heard that from Julian Charter School at this point. And what I heard from another teacher from a different school was that they can't put the legislature in yet for this next year, so we still have another year. That's what I heard. And it's not been put through at my school at this point. Things change a lot with the law, but that's basically what it's going to come down to. If the law requires it, they're going to have to do it. Yes?
Is that just for COVID vaccine or all vaccines?
Immunizations, they want you to have immunizations if you meet in person. Yes?
There's a state list of immunizations that are required by the state. COVID vaccine has not been added to it. They're working on the legislation for it. It all depends on your school district. So, like, our charter school runs under a school district, so it's really important to connect with your school board members, to go to your meetings, to be involved as much as you can.
Oh, I should have done
yeah. To write them, talk to them. It's really just be a voice. I mean, if they are getting pushback, like, from parents, you know, saying, no, we do not want this, we do not want you to comply, they can have the ultimate choice to vote on it. It's your board. So ours does, like I said, run under a board, Lakeside School Board. So my connect, not just am I speaking to the principal, I'm going to Lakeside School District. I'm going to Santee School District. And you make your voice known. You whether it's emails, showing up. And that right there, I mean, starts local. And then there's really good resources as far as, like, getting involved if you want to take a seat from somebody. If you look at how many people really vote for him, they're not big elections. They're pretty small. So if anybody has time and passion, get your name on the list. Get your neighbors. Get your voice out, you know, and take a seat. take a board seat.
So basically go to your school board members in the county that you live in and voice your opinion.
Homeschool charter. I mean, you're still part of the public school system, so you still have that voice. So it's really important to.
And each charter has a board too.
Yeah, because they have boards. So I'm guessing Julian probably is. That was a question I had. Was do they run under a school district, like River Valley runs under Lakeside?
So the question was, does JCS run under a school board? We are under Imperial District. What's that called? What's that called? The one out there? The one in Campo. Imperial Valley? Okay, Imperial Valley. We're under them. But and my principal has a really good relationship with them, so she works with them. But it's still pretty much, we have our own board, and they make the decisions.
Okay.
And it's actually online, too. Like, since this legislator came out, we're having more accountability. All of the meetings are actually online. They need to do that legally. So if you want it, that's another way to find out about a school. Go to their school board meetings and listen in and see what they're talking about. So any other questions? Yes?
So for charter schools, for the budget that they kind of give you, that varies from school to school also based on how many kids you have?
The question was about money and how the funds work. Yes, we are. It does depend on how many kids you have, and you're given a certain budget for each, just like the public school is. You're giving money for each child that
is in the school.
And then you're basically shopping from a catalog that they have, like, pre-approved thing.
So basically how it works right now is you work with your educational facilitator, and then she will help you. Like if someone says, hey, do you have any horseback riding? Can I do that for PE? Then I'll say, yes, we do. We have this person in Ramona. And, you know, this is how much you can do, because horseback riding is kind of expensive, so it's not like you can, yeah, let's do a whole year of horseback riding. But you can do some of that. And tutoring as well. It's not like a one fits all, you know, one situation fits all. I have students that are actually spending more money, but it's because they're spending it on tutoring, and they need tutoring, and they're doing well because they get tutored. And so we're wanting to say, yeah, we want to supply that for them. But we're not going to, you know, say, okay, well, we just want to do this and this and this, you know. It has to be something that will help their education, and that's where the money
is. And then if I could ask one more.
Yes.
So since they are public schools and you're not really, like, supposed to use the Christian curriculum, if you wanted to use it, would that come out of your own pocket?
Yes. If you want to use – the question was about Christian curriculum. If you want to use Christian curriculum, it comes out of your own pocket. Mm-hmm. And also, you need to be willing to also do standard-based. So in other words, and so I wanted to say that for a moment, because I think people are scared about standard-based. But really, standard-based is what you learn in each grade level. So in first grade, you need to learn certain things that build on to second grade, third grade, on. So you want your children to be learning these things so that they don't have big, huge gaps. So that's what you will need to be learning if you have your student in a charter school. Yes.
So if I choose to purchase my own Christian curriculum, would that I still get the same amount of funds, so I may have more available for extracurricular or enrichment things. Is that right?
Yeah, the question was if I buy Christian curriculum, I'll still have funds. Yes, you have funds to buy, to use for other material.
Could you explain that they don't actually get the money?
Yes, I did. I think by three times right now.
Sorry,
yes.
I have a question about special needs. So does the charter schools provide, like, speech, and if the students need SST, you know?
Yes. So the question was about special needs. Yes, we do have special needs. So your facilitator that works with you will put in a concern report, and then we do have special ed. We have speech. We have people that work with the needs. Yes. Yes.
You may have said this already. I'm sorry. That's okay. For the charter schools that are, let's say, 5 days a week, is there a before or aftercare program for, like, single parents?
Okay. The question was about, is there before or aftercare for single parents? It really depends on the school. I know, like, our Pine Valley school, there are people that are kind of hanging out at the office after school and a not picked up right away, but you would have to check with the particular school on that.
Each school is going to be really, really clear on what time your child is being picked up. Really, really clear. I mean, some schools will charge you extra because it's a problem and they don't want that. And I'm going to mention one thing about high school. I'm sorry, I stepped out to make copies for everybody. High school, if you use a charter school for high school, there are some charter schools like River Valley that are college preparatory and have a really high, they're going to get the same diploma as somebody who just does the basic minimum. It's just the colleges are looking for 4 years of science. If you do River Valley, you're going to get 4 years of science, 4 years of English. They're going to educate you to the nth degree, and they're going to offer honors and AP and the whole thing. And they're going to bring kids out if you take those honors classes. I will let you know. You get the same high school diploma if you just took all the basic classes and you took 3 years of science or 2 years of science, because we have something here that you're basic. You have to realize it's a diploma, and that diploma is going to open certain doors for you. It's your, I mean, they just want a diploma. You know, it's getting, it's your high school transcripts. What did you actually take? I took 4 years of college. If you want to get your kid into a UC school, they're going to want 4 years of college, or 4 years of science. So you need to know that going into, before you even start high school. Like, I knew I had three kids. I thought they were all going to do college, but I was really surprised because as mine got into high, and I planned to have them all do college. I planned to have 4 years of science. I planned to do 3 years of Spanish with everybody because that was going to make them help get them into the schools, the colleges, right? Well, my first one,
because we can afford the college, ended up going to Grossmont. Well, do you think Grossmont cares at all? They just want a diploma. They don't care that he did 5 years, you know, 4 years of this and 4 years of this and 3 years of speech and all this sort of thing. So you kind of have to really project out, you know, like, and then my second one, he started doing dual enrollment. He was homeschooled, and then I had him go to Grossmont College as a senior, and he took Spanish and got an A, and pre-calculus and got an A. Well, by the time he was done, he's like, I don't want to do more college. I'm tired of this. So he ended up going to a trade school. So then my third one comes along, and this is the one that was in River Valley. And we're like, great, we're going to put all of our money in for you, right, because you're going to go to two colleges. She burns out because she's excelling in all of these honors classes. She doesn't have anything left. And so she ends up in going to Grossmont. Which, on the one hand, I'm glad that they were at home at Grossmont, because I'm glad in hindsight that I didn't send them away to a college where they were 18 years old and living with people that weren't their family. Mm-hmm. Elaine, we need passing time for anyone that's going to another